dwell. But speak these from your heart today. Do you renounce sin and the power of evil in your life and in the world? What is your answers this morning? Who is your Lord and Savior? Do you promise to instruct Jax and Josie in the truth of God's Word, in the way of salvation through Jesus Christ, to pray for them, to teach them to pray, and to train them in Christ's way by your example, through worship and in the nurture of the church? What is your answer this morning? Very good. Congregation, if you'd please stand this morning. Here is your charge to both of these families, a family as well that is gathered here as well. This is your charge too, that you walk with these families. But here's what it says. Do you promise to love, encourage, and support the Holford and Kudum families by teaching the gospel of God's love, by being an example of Christian faith and character, and by giving the strong support of God's family in fellowship, prayer, and service? And if you agree with that this morning, I'm going to ask you to answer a hearty, "We do." What is your answer this morning?
We do.
Amen. Turn to page 8 in your hymnal this morning as we recite the Apostles' Creed together, a statement of our faith, of what we believe. Let us read together, page 8 in your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church universal, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. I'm going to invite you to bring Josie up first. Josie May Hofer, it was for you that Jesus Christ came into this world, for you that he died, and for you he conquered death. We love because Jesus loved us first. Josie, Jesus loves you. And so I baptize you, Josie, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Josie's life. I pray that you watch over her in such a way that, as you've promised in Scripture, not a hair will fall from her head without you knowing it. Lord, may you just strengthen her faith as she grows in your word and in your ways. Lord, may you protect her and fill her with your Spirit. Lord, I pray for Tyler and Kelsey as parents. Lord, may you just give them what they stand in need of to raise this child. Give them wisdom, give them the energy that they need, give them the words to speak to her. Lord, may you always be head of their home. May their home be a place of blessing and grace. In Jesus we pray, amen. I'll let you guys step back a moment. I'm going to bring Jax on up here, Joel and Samantha. Jax, it was for you that Jesus Christ came into the world. It was for you that he died and conquered death. We love Jax because Jax, Jesus loves you, and he loved you first. Jax William Kudum, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray for Jax. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for Jax this morning. Lord, may you watch over him in such a way as well that when a hair falls from his head that you are there, you know. Lord, may you just watch over his footsteps. May you guide his life through your Spirit. Lord, I pray for Joel and Samantha this morning as parents that they continue to lead Lord Kamara and Jackson in your ways. Lord, give them wisdom and words to speak. And Lord, we know there's always ups and downs in families and things happen. And may you watch over this family and bless them too. Lord, we also pray that their home will always be a place filled with grace and love. Lord, may you be the head of their household. In Jesus we pray, amen. I'll let you guys step back as well. Congratulations to both of you. Yeah, God bless you as well. Celebrate this day well. Yes, congratulations. Congratulations, and may you celebrate this day well too. God bless both of you. Kamara, you too. God bless you today too. Jesse has a few things that he'd like to present to you this morning as well to mark this special day.
It's kind of like Christmas gifts. You got to give me a minute. On behalf of First Reform, we want to congratulate you and to memorize this special event. We presented you with a baptismal box and a children's Bible. We ask that you take special memories of this day, put those in those box, and that timetable till they give their life to Christ. Open it up, share them with them. I think it'd be kind of neat to look back along the way. The children's Bible is something we put together as a church, and spend those times at night, a lot of times reading. It's a great thing, too. And then the certificates are in here as well. So we want to wish you the best. As a congregation, we're called to be part of that journey with you. And that can mean a lot of things, from either one-on-one visits in the corner or even short conversations sometimes help the most. So we have church. We want to congratulate you. Congratulations. You have, you know, nothing else to hold on to. So. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Very good. You guys can return to your seat. God bless you. At this time, we'll have special music titled Leave It There by Gene Koistra and Connie DeCam.
Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord. Oh, and leave it there. Trust him through your doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there.
thank you for sharing your gift with us this morning. I'd like to invite the children up for the children's message at this time. Whole house. Hey, you can go sit over there. There's some room over there. Yeah, just sit on the floor if you have to. That's okay. Just sit down. Have a seat. Right there is fine. Morning, kids. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
We're going to talk a little bit about comfort today and hope. I have a blanket here. How many of you guys have a blanket that gives you comfort, or like a sweatshirt maybe, or a t-shirt or something? Yeah. Pretty much no matter how old you get, you always have something that brings you some comfort. Well, Jesus is kind of like that for us. We pray to him, and when we're hurt or sad, or even when times are good, he gives us comfort. He gives us the strength and hope. So just know that no matter what happens, you can always pray to God and Jesus, and he'll be there for you. Okay? Just remember that. It's very important. All right, let's pray. Oh Lord, God Almighty, we come before you this morning. We thank you for these children here. Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings to us. Lord, we thank you that you are always there for us in all situations, Lord. Lord, just bless these children and draw them close to you. In thy name we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. All right, you can go down for children worship. Um,